I'm Chris Hahn with the Wednesday Music Roundup here on KMUW, and while this is something of a downtime for live concerts, there are a couple of regional shows of note for the coming week. If your concept of harp playing is limited to ideas about what angelic ensembles might do, Deborah Henson Conant will be, shall we say, something of a revelation with her unusual 11-pound carbon fiber electric body harp, her mix of jazz, blues, Celtic, folk, funk, flamenco, and other musical influences, and a dynamic performance style that adds theater and comedy to the mix. The little visual and acoustic jewel box that is the McPherson Opera House will host Henson Conant this Saturday evening. That same evening features a show with the Turtle Island Quartet, formerly known as the Turtle Island String Quartet. The group continues its trademark expansion of the notion of what string quartets are supposed to play. Since the group began in 1985, they've mixed classical influences with bluegrass, jazz, rock, soul, and a variety of styles from around the world, collecting a couple of classical crossover Grammys in the process. Their newest release, Have You Ever Been, features the group tackling the music of Jimi Hendrix. Turtle Island appears Saturday at the Stiefel Theater in Salina. One of the true gems of today's roots and blues scene is Ruthie Foster. On over a half dozen recordings since the late 90s, the Grammy and Blues Music Awards nominee has proved to be a powerful and expressive singer, a fine guitarist, and a talented songwriter who artfully blends blues, folk, gospel, and rock into her own unique and compelling sound. She's at Knucklehead Saloon in Kansas City next Wednesday. Finally, the week will also see a date with Railroad Earth. The group emerged in this past decade as one of the more popular and imaginative of the Americana and Grateful Dead-inspired jam bands, with a distinctive blend of folk, rock, bluegrass, Celtic, and jazz elements, and an ability to bring it all together in catchy songs. The band recently released its fifth self-titled album, and back on the road once again, we'll play Kane's Ballroom in Tulsa next Wednesday. A reminder, you can find our comprehensive list of upcoming concerts at over 100 venues around the region on the Music Roundup page of our website at kmuw.org.